This hour of issues, etc., wasn't primarily just to give you information about Joel Osteen. It's also, from a law gospel point of view, to accuse you and me of thinking just like him. Was there not a recent occasion when your plans fell apart and you got angry, perhaps even at God? How many funerals have we attended in which the person in the casket we think died too soon or under terrible circumstances? And what about concerns of our own health, financial condition, or family problems? You see, that certainly was true with the disciples when their friend was crucified. It didn't matter how much faith they had or how strong Peter was in defending Jesus in Gethsemane. God had other plans for them that would be far better, not just for the disciples, but also for the whole world. So when I read Joel Osteen, I see me and the way I normally think. And that's why I was so glad to be able to read it, to help me understand that such thinking is contrary to the Lord. Because our hope and our promises aren't based on what Joel Osteen has, but instead on verses like Romans 15:4. For whatever things were written before were written for our instruction, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope.